Okay, so we have some slides, and this is one depiction of what the table of showbread may have looked like. So just to kind of observe some of the features here, you can see the color is that of gold. You can see that there are these 12 cakes on the surface, and there are the poles, the staves, that are in the rings, one ring upon each leg. One thing to just kind of observe, a couple of things, that if you look at different pictures, you'll see a few different representations of, back in Exodus 25, where it talks about the molding or the crown and the frame, whatever words you might have there. There are various ways that that's understood. This depiction, I think, has something above and below, that the part with the lines and the diagonal lines there is probably the frame in this artist's rendering, and then above and below that are these what might be called the crown or the molding. Other pictures have a frame on top with kind of a crown inside and a crown outside, or a molding inside and a molding outside, with a kind of an empty border in between those two moldings. Other pictures only have one molding, and they make the decision or the assumption that both times that it mentions the crown or the molding, that it's the same, one and the same. There are minor details, some may have favorite choices and make reasons for those favorite choices, but just to point out that there's different ways to look at that. Also, the loaves, sometimes you'll see them flat like this and in stacks, stacks of six. Sometimes you'll see them depicted as rows of six, you know, just flat rows of six in two rows. So you'll have 12 either in piles or 12 in rows, an array of 12, 2x6. Again, I'm not sure that it matters in a great deal, but you'll see different pictures. So that's the illustration. And here's where it would be placed, okay? So you're entering from the left. There's the gate between those two circles into the courtyard. And then you have these other pieces of furniture, the bronze altar and the laver. I'm not sure why that particular artist sets the laver off to the side. I haven't seen that anywhere else, but maybe we'll get to that. And then inside the building itself, if you go through the curtains, if you're one of the priests, on the right-hand side of the tabernacle, as you're facing the veil, you'll see the table of showbread. Okay, so that's kind of the picture about where it would be. That's another picture of where that might be located, what it might look like inside. A couple of notes about it. The table of showbread was made of shittim or acacia wood, overlaid with gold. These are kind of the facts that we've read, just as a review. The table had a crown of gold around its edge, which was as wide as a man's hand. And a ring of gold was put on each of the four legs for the carrying poles. Carrying poles were also made of shittim wood overlaid with golds. And then there were these other materials that are associated with the table of showbread. Very little detail is given about them, but there are these other items that were made of pure golds, not gold overlaying wood, but made of pure gold. Dishes and spoons, covers and pitchers and bowls, and in different translations those words sometimes are presented with a little different shade of meaning. But there are these other implements that are connected with the table. Okay, so we've read two passages. We've gotten a little bit of detail about those items. Actually, why don't we just go back to the picture itself, just to kind of have that in front of us. So I'd like to present to you that here is the second thing God has said should be made, a second piece of furniture that God has said to be made. And before we talk about why it's the second thing, or if there are any thoughts about why it's the second thing, I think we need to understand a little bit about what we can gain from presenting or being presented with the table of showbread. So I'd like to ask you this question. What seems to be the most prominent feature of the table of showbread? If you had to pick something, what would be some things that kind of just stand out to you as part of the table of showbread, things that are described or things that you notice about it? You can just go ahead and call something out or explain it, Stephen.
Loaves.
Okay, what do you want to say about those? Tell us a little bit more about what you see about them or what we should understand by loaves. Let's spend a little time talking about that.
You you see that there's stacks of six, and I'm wondering what connection that is to the specific offerings.
Okay, right. Anything else to say about them? Let's look at the passage. Let's turn to Exodus 25 for 1 second. Where is the showbread mentioned in Exodus 25? Verse 30. Yeah.
And you shall set the bread of the presence on the table before the Lord.
Good. What translation is that?
ESV.
So this is you mentioned this, the bread of the presence, the showbread, and sometimes translated this way, the meaning of the bread of the presence. Is it fair to say, or is this overstating it, that the showbread is really what gives purpose to the table of showbread? Right? Would you say we can say that this is the case? If there was no showbread on the table, we might say the table is not really needed. So let's focus a little bit on the showbread, and then we'll come back to the table. Since the showbread has come up first, let's go in that order and look at the showbread itself. What do we know about the showbread, and what should we understand about what the showbread is telling us or representing to us? And anyone from the front row to those who are facing who have some thoughts, please feel free to jump in and share them. What are some things about the showbread that would have some meaning for us? Yeah, I mean, there's definitely a meaning there in the 12, right? What else? How are they made? We can go back to Leviticus for this, right? Leviticus 24 has more detail. The fact that there are those 12 loaves has how God is providing for them. Is that what you're saying? Yeah. We can get into that too. But I'd like to look at the composition of the loaves especially. I think we want to start there to get a good benefit from what these loaves were. How are they made? What was related to them?
Fine flour speak of the Lord, the evenness of it is the perfections.
Yeah.
Human perfections.
Good. So where do you see the fine flour? And we can let's explore that a little more.
Leviticus chapter 24, verse 5. Maybe I'll read the verse. And thou shalt take fine flour and bake 12 cakes thereof. 2 tenth deals shall be in one cake.